Lesson 3. Focus. How can past events in a region affect the kinds of work that people do there? Main idea. As you read, look for ways in which people still depend on the West's natural resources. Vocabulary. Boomtown. Trade-off. Opportunity cost. Public land. Geyser. Using Western lands. People were willing to face the dangers of crossing the Western Mountains because they believed life would be better on the other side. For many, their dreams came true. They found fertile land, thick forests, and rich deposits of minerals and fuels. Today, many people in the West use those same resources to earn their living. Mining in the West. It was gold that first brought many settlers to the West. When the Sierra Nevada pushed their way up into the California sky, they also pushed up rocks that held gold. A worker named James Marshall saw some of that gold shining in a ditch at Sutter's Mill in 1848. Sutter's Mill was a sawmill owned by an immigrant from Switzerland named John Sutter. The news spread like wildfire. Gold! There was gold in California! Thousands of people left their homes and jobs and rushed to California. Most came from states in the East. Many, however, came from other countries. They were all hoping to get a share of the riches. After the California gold rush, gold was discovered in other places, in the Colorado Rockies near Pikes Peak, along Montana's Yellowstone River, and in the mountains of Idaho and Alaska. Wherever gold was found, towns sprang up almost overnight. Because those towns grew so fast, they were called boom towns. Boom towns often had funny names, such as Rough and Ready, Bedbug, and Total Wreck. Food, mining equipment, and other supplies in boom towns cost a lot of money. Goods were scarce, and storekeepers knew that miners would pay high prices for those items. For example, miners sometimes had to pay $1 for a slice of bread and $3 for an egg. Most miners did not have enough money to buy everything they wanted or needed, so they had to make trade-offs. In a trade-off, a person gives up one thing that he or she wants in order to get another. A miner might have to make a choice between buying eggs or work gloves. Eggs would make a good breakfast, but without gloves, the miner might get blisters. To buy work gloves, the miner would have to miss the opportunity of a good breakfast. The value of what a person gives up to get something else is called the opportunity cost. Most boom towns did not last. When the gold was used up, people moved away. However, some boom towns survived. When Montana's gold rush ended, the boom town called Last Chance Gulch changed its name to Helena. Today, Helena is the capital of Montana. Mining is still an important industry in the West. Gold is mined in several states. Other metals mined in the West include silver, lead, zinc, and copper. The West also produces many kinds of minerals and important fuels, such as oil, natural gas, and coal. Review. How did gold mining affect the settling of the West? Mountain forests. The West also has many large forests. Forests cover the lower slopes of the Rocky Mountains. Even larger and thicker forests cover the Coast Ranges and the Cascades in Washington and Oregon. Together, these two states are sometimes called the Pacific Northwest. The Pacific Northwest is an ideal place for thick forests to grow. The climate is mild, and coastal winds bring heavy rains. All along the Pacific Northwest coast, it rains and rains and rains. Some places get more than 130 inches, 330 centimeters of precipitation a year. Some of the oldest, largest, and tallest trees in the world grow in the mountains of the Pacific Northwest and in the Sierra Nevada in Northern California. These are the coast redwoods and the giant sequoias. Coast redwoods grow near the Pacific coast in California and Oregon. They often grow 300 feet, 91 meters high. That is about as high as a 30-story building. Giant sequoias, also called Sierra redwoods, are the Earth's largest living things. Many of the trees are more than 2,000 years old. While giant sequoias do not grow nearly as tall as coast redwoods, their trunks are much larger. In fact, some are as large as 40 feet, 12 meters across. Once, after a giant sequoia was cut down, its leveled-off stump became a dance floor for 24 couples. Review. why is the Pacific Northwest an ideal place for large, thick forests to grow? Geography, the General Sherman. The world's largest tree in amount of wood is a giant sequoia called the General Sherman. It grows in Sequoia National Park in California. The General Sherman is 275 feet, 84 meters tall, and the base of its trunk is about 103 feet, 31 meters around. Its bark is up to 24 inches, 61 centimeters thick. The lumber industry. Laws now protect the giant sequoias from being cut. Many of the oldest and largest coast redwoods are protected too. But many other kinds of trees that can be cut down also grow in the western forests. Among them are pines, spruces, cedars, and firs. People in the West have used the region's large supply of these trees to build a huge lumber industry. Today, Oregon leads the country in lumber production. California is second, and Washington ranks third. Tens of thousands of people in the West work in the lumber industry. Some cut down trees. Others take them to sawmills and cut them into boards or grind them into wood chips for making pulp. Making paper and manufacturing wood products are huge industries in the West. At one time, the United States had so many forests that people did not worry about running out of lumber. They cut down huge forests, left the land bare, and went on to cut down more trees in other places. By 1900, however, only about one-fourth of the forests that covered the land when the first European settlers arrived were left standing. People began to worry that too many forests were being cut down. The United States set up national forests. The land and trees in national forests are taken care of by forest rangers. As trees are cut for lumber, new trees are planted. In fact, more new trees are now planted each year than are cut down. Some people still worry, however, because so many of the country's old growth forests are being cut down. Old growth forests are those in which trees have never been cut down. Review. What are the three leading lumber producing states? Ranching and farming. People in the United States depend on the West for metals, minerals, fuels, and wood. They also depend on the West for food. Both cattle and sheep are raised on the Great Plains in eastern Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado. Cattle and sheep are also raised in valleys and on plateaus between the western mountains. In the hot summer months, the grasses at lower elevations dry up and turn brown. Ranchers move their herds up into the mountains, where the grasses are thick and green. Much of the land there is public land, or land that is owned by the government. To use this land, ranchers must rent it from the government. There are also many farms in the West. In the Pacific Northwest, where the climate is mild and rainy, farmers grow many kinds of vegetables, nuts, and fruits. Oregon is known for its winter pears. Washington is known for its cherries and apples. Much of the rest of the land in the West is arid. The land east of the Cascades, for example, gets little rain. This high, dry land, the Columbia Plateau, gets only 10 to 20 inches, 25 to 51 centimeters of rain a year. Other places in the West get even less. Irrigation has turned many of the West's driest places into good farmland. California's Central Valley, between the Sierra Nevada and the Coast Ranges, and Imperial Valley in the Sonoran Desert are now ideal for farming. In fact, irrigation has helped make California the country's leading farming state. The Snake River Valley in Idaho is another arid place that has been made into good farmland through irrigation. The region is best known for its potatoes, but farmers there also grow beans and sugar beets. Review. How are farmers able to grow crops in arid parts of the West? A land of beauty. Many places in the West remain wilderness. The United States government has set aside some of this land as national parks. The West has more national parks than any other region of the country. Yellowstone National Park, which covers parts of Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana, is the oldest national park in the United States. Here, visitors can see bubbling pools of mud and geysers. A geyser is a spring that shoots steam and hot water into the air. The most famous geyser in Yellowstone is Old Faithful. Review. What is the oldest national park in the United States? Lesson 3 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. What was the name given to towns that grew up quickly near the mines? 2. Recall the main idea. What are some ways in which people still depend on the West's natural resources? Think critically. 3. Personally speaking, would you have been willing to leave your home and go to California in search of gold? Why or why not? Show what you know. Writing activity. Write a paragraph describing an economic choice that you made recently. What trade-off did you have to make? What opportunity cost did you pay? Do you think you made the right choice? In your paragraph, tell why or why not. Critical thinking skills. Form conclusions and predict outcomes. 1. Why learn this skill? A conclusion is a decision or an idea reached by thoughtful study. To form a conclusion, you combine new facts with the facts you already know. Being able to form a conclusion will help you understand why things happen. Once you have formed a conclusion about something, you may also make a prediction. This means that you will look at the way things are and say what you think will happen in the future or in another place. To predict an outcome, you use both the information that you know and your past experiences. 2. Understand the process. The Western Mountains once stood as mighty barriers to westward travel. Over time, however, people found ways to cross those mountains. Some came to the mountains in search of gold. Others came to work in the region's forests or to start farms and ranches. Today, mining, lumbering, ranching, and farming are still important industries in the Western Mountains. What conclusions can you form about people and mountains? You can conclude that mountains affect the movement of people and that mountains affect the way people earn their living. What other conclusions can you form? There are many ways to form a conclusion. One way is to follow steps like these. Think about the information you have. Gather any new information that might help you. Make a statement that agrees with the information. You can also use what you know about mountains in the United States to predict how mountains in other places affect people there. Think about what you already know about mountains. Review the information about how the Western Mountains have affected people in the United States. Look for patterns in the way people in the United States have used the Western Mountains to earn their living. Make a prediction about how mountains in other parts of the world affect the ways people earn their living. Once you have made a prediction, you should continue to gather information. Ask yourself whether you still think your prediction is correct. You may need to go through the steps again to make a new prediction. 3. Think and apply. Use the steps above to write several predictions about what you will learn about how mountains affect people in other parts of the world. Look at your predictions as you read the next lesson. Decide which of your predictions are true and which ones are false. Lesson 4. Focus. How does living near mountains affect people in other parts of the world? Main idea. Read to find out how people in mountain regions around the world have adapted to their environment. Vocabulary. Terrace. Bartering. Mountains around the world. To people in the United States, the Rockies are huge. However, the Rockies are just one of the Earth's mountain ranges. Wide bands of mountains cross all the continents. These mountain ranges affect the Earth's climates and the directions in which its rivers flow. They also hold many of the Earth's valuable minerals and metals. Snow and glaciers cover many of the Earth's highest mountain peaks, and powerful winds rush between them. Mountain land is steep and rocky, making travel difficult. Yet, people have learned to adapt to their mountain environments. The Himalayas. The Himalayas are the world's highest mountain range. The Himalayas lie across southern Asia between the countries of China and India. They stand like a giant wall 5 miles, 8 kilometers high. Mount Everest, the world's highest mountain, is in the Himalayas. It is 29,028 feet, 8,848 meters high. The name Himalaya comes from an ancient word meaning house of snow. This name tells something about these mountains. Because they are so high, many of their peaks are bitterly cold and covered with snow all year long. There is not yet much modern transportation in the Himalayas, so travel there is still difficult. Because passes between the mountains are very high, snow often blocks them. a boy who traveled through one of the passes wrote, "The cold was cruel and it was dangerous all the time." People do live high in the Himalayas, however. Among these people are the Sherpas. The Sherpas live in the country of Nepal. They grow crops such as potatoes, rice, and soybeans on the mountain slopes. They also herd animals. For many of their needs, the Sherpas depend on long-haired oxen called yaks. Yaks have long, thick coats that help them live in the cold mountains. Tilen, a Sherpa, says, "Life would be impossible here without the yaks. They give yogurt and cheese, butter, hide for shoes, wool for blankets. They carry our loads. They take care of us." Review. What is the world's highest mountain range? The Alps. The Alps cross southern Europe. They are Europe's largest mountain range. Many people who live in the Alps herd animals and farm. They bring sheep, goats, and cattle to grassy mountain slopes to graze. Farmers in the Alps use plows pulled by horses to till land that is too steep for tractors. Dairy farmers who live in the Alps have adapted to their mountain environment in still another way. They have set up pipes to carry their cows' milk from the mountain slopes down to the villages in the valleys below. Some of the pipes are miles long. A lot of snow falls in the Alps each winter. If it piled up on the roofs of the houses, the roofs would break. So people build their houses with steep roofs. That way, the snow slides off. For many years, the Alps stood as barriers to travel in Europe. They separated people who lived on one side of a mountain from people who lived on the other side. Because of such barriers, people adopt different customs, traditions, and languages. The small Alpine country of Switzerland has three national languages: German, French, and Italian. Today, dozens of highways and railroads cut through the Alps. This allows people to earn their living in many ways. People have used the Alps forests to build a lumber industry. Unlike the mountains in the United States, the Alps have few mineral resources. Review. How did the Alps affect the languages people speak in Switzerland? The Atlas Mountains. The Atlas Mountains lie in northwestern Africa. Just as mountains in the western part of the United States keep moisture from reaching deserts there, the Atlas Mountains prevent moist winds from reaching the Sahara Desert to the south side of the mountains. On the side of the Atlas Mountains nearest to the Atlantic and Mediterranean coasts, the climate is pleasant. There are several cities. At higher elevations, there are even ski resorts. The southern slopes of the Atlas Mountains, however, are mostly dry and rocky. Very little can grow there. The people who live in that arid region have small farms in the valleys, or they graze sheep and goats where plants can grow. Others mine phosphate and iron. Review. What desert formed because of the Atlas Mountains? The Andes Mountains. The Andes Mountains lie along the whole length of South America near the Pacific coast. The Andes are the world's longest mountain range. The Andes are also among the world's youngest mountains. Like the Rocky Mountains, they are high, rugged, and steep. Wind and water have not yet worn down their peaks. Some of the Andes Mountains are more than 20,000 feet, 6,096 meters high. Many are volcanoes. Among the Andes are many high, dry plateaus. People have lived on these lands for thousands of years. One group that lives there is the Quechua Indians. Most Quechuas herd animals and farm. Farming, however, is difficult in the Andes. Water is scarce and the soil is rocky. To grow crops on their steep mountain land, the Quechuas have built terraces. A terrace is a flat shelf dug into a mountainside. The few crops that can grow in the high elevations of the Andes are beans, potatoes, and a grain called quinoa. The Indians who live in the Andes were the first people to grow potatoes, which are still their most important food. The Quechuas have learned how to keep potatoes from spoiling. They leave the potatoes on the ground to freeze at night and dry in the sun the next day. After several days and nights, the dried potatoes are ground into a meal called chunya. Chunya keeps for many months. An animal called the llama is important in Quechuan life. The llama looks a little like a camel without a hump. Its coat provides wool for clothing and blankets. The llama is also an excellent pack animal. It can carry heavy loads over long distances through the mountains. The Quechuas often use llamas to carry goods to market. A Quechuan market can be an exciting place to visit. People wear brightly colored ponchos. A poncho is a blanket with a hole in the middle through which the wearer slips his or her heads. Quechuan women often wear different styles of hats, depending on the village they come from. For many years, the Quechuas traded for the goods they needed by bartering. Bartering is trading one kind of good for another without using money. Today, however, the Quechuas use money to buy goods. Many Quechuas are now using trucks and railroads to take their goods to market. Many Quechuas work in mines. The Andes are rich in natural resources. Silver, tin, and copper are some of the important metals mined in the Andes. Review. How have the Quechuas changed their environment to allow them to farm the steep land? Lesson 4 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. What is the world's longest mountain range? 2. Recall the main idea. How have people in mountain regions around the world adapted to their environment? Think critically. 3. Think more about it. How are modern communication and transportation changing life in the world's mountain regions? Show what you know. Table activity. Make a table to compare the Andes, Alps, Atlas, Himalaya, Rocky, and Appalachian Mountains. First, divide a sheet of paper into two columns. Then, write the names of the mountain ranges in the first column. Write facts about each one in the second column. Compare your table with those made by your classmates. Chapter 12 Review. Connect main ideas. Use this organizer to show that you understand how the chapter's main ideas are connected. Complete it by writing two details about each main idea. A copy of the organizer appears on page 94 of the activity book. Write more about it. Write a news report. Imagine that you are a television news reporter. Your station has asked you to report on the volcanic eruption of Mount St. Helens in Washington. Write what you will say in your news report. Tell how the mountain has changed as a result of the eruption. Write a short story. Write a short story about someone who travels to the West to mine gold. In your story, tell why that person decided to leave his or her home in the East to search for gold. Then, describe what life is like for that person in a mining boomtown. Use vocabulary. Write a term from this list to complete each of the sentences that follow. Continental divide. Opportunity cost. Bartering. Trade-off. 1. Rivers that form in the Rocky Mountains flow east or west from an imaginary line called the blank. 2. A blank is giving something up in order to get something else. 3. The value of what a person gives up to get something else is the blank. 4. Blank is trading one kind of good for another without using money. Check understanding. 5. How is the shape of older mountains different from the shape of newer mountains? 6. Why was the Transcontinental Railroad built? How did it change travel? 7. Why do most mountain regions have few people compared with other kinds of regions? 8. Why is there a large lumber industry in the Pacific Northwest? 9. How do ranchers in the West depend on public land there? 10. Why have the Quechuas built terraces in the Andes Mountains? Think critically. 11. Think more about it. Why do you think people were willing to risk their lives to explore unknown lands? 12. Link to you. Satellites can send signals almost instantly to any place on the Earth. How does this technology help you understand current events? Apply skills. Use a roadmap and a mileage table. Use the roadmap and mileage table shown on pages 410 and 411 to answer these questions. Explain why you used either the roadmap or the mileage table to find each answer. 13. How many miles is it from Colorado Springs to Boulder? 14. How many miles is it from Grand Junction to Montrose? Form conclusions and predict outcomes. Imagine that your friend is standing in the hallway with your teacher, the principal, a newspaper reporter, and a photographer. You know that your friend recently entered a national contest for student poetry. What conclusion might you form? What predictions might you make? Read more about it. Sierra by Diane Siebert. HarperCollins. This beautifully illustrated book describes the Sierra Nevada. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources.